Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will. And yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. My soul says yes. Yes, 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 my soul says yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. My soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes, my soul says yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. 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 My soul says yes. Father, we thank you, God, for this day. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for another day that you blessed us to be able to see, for sparing our lives just one more time, for breathing into us the breath of life just one more time, for having mercy on our souls, God, yet again, just one more time, for loving us, oh God, and allowing your mercy, oh God, to be renewed yet another morning, God, yet again, God. And for that, we say thank you, God. And for that, God, we come boldly before your throne of grace this morning, God, to say yes to your will, God, and to say yes to your way. Thanking you for another chance, God, to give your name the glory. Thanking you for another opportunity to lift up your name, God, so that you can be drawn, or so that we can be drawn unto you. Thanking you for another chance, God, to be in my right mind, God, to offer unto you a sacrifice sacrifice of praise to bless you, God, with the fruit of my lips, Lord, and to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. Thanking you, God, for another chance, God, just to bow down before you, to come boldly before your throne of grace, God, to make my petitions made known unto you, to intercede on behalf of others, God, and to bless your name, God. I want to give you glory this morning. I want to give you honor this morning, God, because you made it, God, for me to be here this day. You have a plan and you have a purpose for my life, God, and I'm grateful, God. Gratefulness, Lord, is flowing down in my soul, God. Thankfulness, God, is flowing from my lips, God. Praise, oh God. Yes, it's comely for the upright, God, but oh God, it's purposeful and it's right now, God, because you are so good. And I thank you, God, today for another chance, God, just to lift up holy hands, Lord, to surrender to your will, God. I thank you for another chance, God, for me to call on your name, God, because you promised in your word that when I call upon you, you will answer me, God. And I thank you that you are a faithful God. I thank you, God, that you are a consistent God. I thank you, God, that you never fail and you never go back on your word. Thank you, God, is my word of adoration for this morning. And my word of submission is yes. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, God. Thank you, God, for your patience towards us, God. Thank you, Lord, for always being in control. Thank you, God, that you are mindful of us when we should just be peons, oh, God, in this big old world that we live in. We are somebody important. We are somebody special to you. And for that, God, I am grateful. No longer, God, am I in darkness. No longer am I a part of the outcast. No longer am I a foreigner. But now I have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. I am a royal priesthood, God. I am a chosen generation. You said that I am a peculiar people. And I want to say thank you, God. You took me from the dunghill and you put me into the palace, God. And for that, I am grateful, God, because I could still be an outcast, estranged from you. But I know you. Thank you, Jesus. And I not only know you, God, but I have a desire to know you more. I have a relationship with you. And that relationship provides me access, God, to everything that I need and more. So gratefulness, Lord, is rolling. It's flowing in my heart this morning. Oh, God, a mind to say thank you and a mind to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Thank you, oh, God, this morning for this opportunity to come before your presence with singing. Oh, God, my heart and my soul is filled up with praise this morning. Oh, God, because you have blessed me to see another day. God, I don't know why I'm emotional at this time, but, God, gratefulness, Lord. I'm grateful, God, because, God, you could have called me home last night. Many went to sleep last night, Lord, and did not wake up this morning, God. Many went throughout the day with great expectation for this day. Oh, God, and they won't get a chance or an opportunity to be able to see this day. But I can boldly declare right now, God, because you have blessed me to see this day, that this is the day that the Lord has made. And so I'm rejoicing, God, because you blessed me, God, to be in your presence just one more time, Lord. I am rejoicing, God, because I'm breathing the air that you have allowed for me to breathe, God. You're breathing into life, and you're breathing life into me right now, God, and you're breathing light into everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Thank you, God, again. Oh, God, I can't say thank you enough for your mercy. It endures forever. It endures forever. Your mercy, God. Oh, God, it endures through all generations, God. Your love, oh, God. The songwriter said never fails and never gives up and never runs out on me, God. I thank you for your love, God, that is never ending, that is always flowing, and is always flowing with compassion, God. It is always flowing with mercy, God. I want to say thank you, God. Oh, God, for mercy and grace and favor to see a brand new day. Thank you for this opportunity to pray. For you tell us that men ought to always pray. And I'm trying to teach myself, Lord, to pray without ceasing, to go through the day with you on my mind and with you on my heart, God, seeking your face, seeking your direction, so that you might give me the guidance that I need to be victorious each and every day. For you know the thoughts that you think towards me. God, you have a plan for each and every one of our lives, Lord. And it's not just to go through the day, God, blindless and foolishly, Lord, but it's to accomplish the task and the purpose and the plan that you have for each and every one of us,
God. You tell us in your word that all things work together for the good. And some of those, all those things, God, is us working together so that your will might be manifested in our lives and in the lives of others, Lord. Too often, God, we take your word, God, and we just apply it to us solely and not seeing that, God, you have a bigger picture and a bigger plan in mind. Oh, God, you tell us in your word that one can set 1,000 to flight. Oh, God, so yes, we can do some great things on our own, God, but greater can be done when we're willing to see that we're not just here alone, but that we are here to work together so that your will might be done, so that your kingdom might come and that men might be saved, oh, God, and that the devil might be defeated in the name of Jesus. So all things, help us to work together, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, so that your good can come forth in this land and that we can let our light shine, that men might be saved, God. Help us, God, today to lay down our foolishness, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us today, God, oh, God, to lay down our carnal thoughts and our carnal minds, oh, God, and help us to pick up, oh, God, the helmet of salvation. Help us, oh, God, to pick up, oh, God, the breastplate of righteousness, God. Help us, oh, God, to pick up the tools of team, oh God, team building, oh God, and togetherness. I can't find the word that I'm looking for, God. Fellowship, Lord, that we'll be willing, oh God, so that your will might be done in the lives of us and in the lives of others. Thank you, God, for blessing me to see this day, a day that was not promised to me, but a day, God, that you gave me as a gift, as a present. And my heart is filled with gratitude this morning as we seek your face, Lord, as we lay down those things that cause us to be divided, Lord. Oh, God, Paul, he had a litany of things, Lord, that he said he would not allow to separate him from your love, because your love, oh, God, was the most important thing in the world to him. Being pleasing to you, God, was the most important thing to him, God. And he felt that, God, if he was separated from your love, God, that he would be nothing, Lord. And I feel the same way, God, that without you in my life, without your mercy, God, without your presence, God, without your glory flowing around me and flowing through me, God, and flowing within me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I am nothing. I am as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal, but God, I need you, Lord, today to help me to hold on, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not allow anything to separate me from your love. David, Paul says he wouldn't allow anything to cause a separation. Will he allow tribulation? He said no, or trials or death or life or angels or principalities, that he wouldn't let anything that was above or anything that was below, God, or beneath, God, to cause him to be disconnected or separated from your love. For when I am connected to you, I'm connected to the source of my strength. When I am connected to you, I am connected to the source of power. When I'm connected to you, I get all of the nutrients, I get all the life things that I need, God. I get everything that I need to live victorious and to live holy and to live acceptable. And so he said, God, he wouldn't allow anything to separate him from your love, tribulation or distress or persecution or famine. God, the things that our flesh sees, oh, God, and our eyes sees, those things, God, that we have no control over. Though the storms may rage, oh, God, and the strong winds may blow, we have no control over those things. However, we know the one. We are attached to the one. We are connected to the one, oh, God, that can speak, oh, God, in things that are not. Nothing on earth that can speak and bring nothing into something. We serve the one, God, who spoke all things into existence. Oh, God, when you, God, did it, God, when you spoke it, God, those things happened, Lord. And when Jesus was on the earth, he spoke, and even the winds obeyed him. Oh, God, even the elements obeyed him. So I serve the one who is in control of everything. And since I'm attached to you, since I'm attached to you, God, oh, God, then I keep my faith. I keep my hope. I keep my focus in on you. And so, God, help us, Lord, today. Though trials may come, though storms may rage, though winds may blow. Help us to keep our eyes stayed on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to remain steadfast. Oh, God, to remain unmovable, to be about our Father's business, God, see what we need, God, and going after, God, what you want us to go after, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, to press towards you, God, to know you in the power of your resurrection. Oh, God, to be intimate with you. Oh, God, to be willing to suffer with you, God, so that we'll reign with you as well. Oh, God, stir up in us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, a holy boldness, God, that cannot be contained this day, in the name of Jesus. It's with joy that we draw waters from the wells of salvation, and joy is what lights us up, God, our joy that our God is in control. I hope, God, that we have a better future and a better tomorrow, God, because of you, God. Stir up in us the more this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we may be about our Father's business. Oh, God, and that we may work together and live peaceably with all men. And it takes love. It takes patience. It takes kindness. It takes forgiveness. Oh, God, it takes you, God. We can't do nothing on our own, in our own power. We can't do anything in our own might. But when we allow our flesh to take the wheel and we allow ourselves to take the lead, God, we're always finding ourselves being led to destruction or being led to chaos or being directed or led to foolishness, Lord. And time is too short, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Time is too short to continue to play with you and to play with this world. Help us to lay down sin, Lord. Help us to lay down weight, God, and get our hearts and our minds focused in on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the time, oh, God, is right, God, in the name of Jesus, while you may yet be sound. You told us to seek after you, God, the more, and that is our desire this morning. We are seeking after you, God, while you may yet be found, before we get caught up in the foolishness of our day, before we get caught up, oh, God, in the foolishness of social media, before we find ourselves busy and running around at work. Here we are, standing before your throne, God, seeking your face, God, and submitting to your will, God. And so if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, oh God, so that you will prepare us for the day, create in us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us, God. Wash us thoroughly, God. Purge us with hyssop, God, so that we might be clean, so that we might be acceptable before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then as we go, God, we can be the witness that you call for us to be. As we speak, God, we can speak the words of love, God, and not words, oh God, that destroy and tear down, God, that we can love, oh God, because with loving kindness have you drawn us, Lord, and with loving kindness will we draw those that are unlike us, oh God. Shape us and mold us for the day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. So shape us to be, God, this morning, the vessels that you need for us to be, God, so that we might give you glory all the day long. Help us, God, today. We can't do it on our own. But we surrender to your will, and we surrender to your way. So we go back to the beginning of this prayer and say, God, that we say yes. We're grateful for the day, but we won't take your day for granted, God. We won't take your mercy for granted. We won't take your grace, God, your unmerited favor for granted, God, this day. And we say, yes, God, come the more and have your way, God. Have your way, oh, God, in our discussions. Have your way, God, in our lives right now, God. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, in our homes, God. Have your way, God, on our jobs right now, God. If you need anyone to go, Lord, I'm willing to go, God. If you need anyone to say it, oh, God, I'm willing to say it, God. If you need anyone to do, God, what you need us to do, God, I'm willing to be that one, God. Whatever it is you need, God, I'm willing to be the vessel, God, for you to use so that your will might be done, oh, God, and that your name might be glorified. Thank you, God, for another chance to say yes, Lord, as we stand before your throne of grace this morning. I pray your blessing, God, on everyone that took time to sacrifice their rest this morning. As I rolled up out of bed, Lord, I didn't really want to get up. My body was a little weary, God, and I need to catch up on some rest. But, God, as I've gotten here into the temple this morning and begun to pray, Lord, oh, God, my body, my soul feels encouraged. I feel stronger, God, because I'm in tune with you. I feel more mightier, God. I feel, oh, God, more anointed, God, because I'm connecting with the one God who has everything that I need, Lord. And so you promise, Lord, that as we seek your face, Lord, and seek your righteousness, Lord. You said that you would add all these things unto us, pour into your people, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and let your anointing overflow, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you might get the glory and that we may be the vessels of honor that you need for us to be today. Bless us, strengthen us, lead, guide, and direct us. Grant us wisdom. Holy Ghost, give us what to say. Give us what not to say, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender to you because, Holy Ghost, you are our keeper. You are the sign that we are not only connected to God, but that we are in tune with God and that we have a relationship with him. You are the one that helps us to walk right. You're the one that helps us to talk right. You're the one that helps us to live right, to act right, to think right, to be holy, and to be acceptable. You're the one that convicts us when we are wrong. And then you are the one that empowers us with boldness, God, to be the witness that God has called for us to be. So we submit to your will this day, Holy Ghost. Right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we say yes, oh, God, so that your glory might be revealed, God. In the name of Jesus, I want to see miracles, signs, and wonders, God, on this day. Lord, in the name of Jesus, yes, I know we don't have a Sunday morning program, but God, you said every day that I seek you, God, you're willing to show yourself mighty and show yourself strong on our behalf. You said where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst. And anytime, God, you are in the midst, God, miracles, signs, and wonders can be before, God. Get our mind up out of the box, God, thinking that you only can move on Sunday. But you're not just the God of Sunday. You are the God of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, God. You are the God that reigns every single day. So, God, help us to see your goodness and your grace and your mercy and your power, God, each and every day. That's what we want you to reveal to us. And enlarge our territory. Enlarge our thought pattern, God. Oh, God, we're not looking for houses. We're not looking for land, God, because when we seek you, all those things will be added. But, God, we seek for a greater anointing. Oh, God, we seek for a clear understanding about how great you are. Each and every day, God, I want to see how great you are and to learn more of your greatness, Lord. And so I do that by keeping my heart and my mind focused in on you. I do that by taking time to fast and pray and to put this flesh under subjection. I do that, God, by reading your word, God, that shows me that nothing is impossible if I only would believe. Yes, God, I believe, God, that you can fill this church house up, oh, God. Oh, God, during our Bible study and during our weekly services, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I believe that you can, God, and I believe that you will, Lord. I believe, God, that you're going to allow us to touch this community, God, like never before. I know that we can, God, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, God. I believe, God, you can do anything but fail for us to be a blessing, God, and that our labor won't be in vain. So we don't have to be weary. We don't have to be weary in well-doing. And that we can continue to do the work that you cause, that you have called for us to do. Shape us for the day, God. Make us for the day, God. Awake us for the day that we may behold the beauty of our God. That we may see the beauty of your creation. Oh, God, that we may acknowledge, God, that you do things that even blow our mind, that our imaginations can't even comprehend or can't even fathom. But, God, I want to take you up out of the box, and I want to see you work the miracles, Lord. I want to see the signs and wonders performed in our midst, Lord. So, God, help thou our unbelief, Lord. I believe that you can, Lord. But, God, if there's any disbelief in us or unbelief in us, Lord, take it out. Oh, God, overwhelm it, overrule it, because you are the author of my life. You are the author and the finisher of my life, God. My hope, my faith, my trust is in you, Lord, today. Oh, God, in each and every day. Oh, God, so help us. Show us where we place limits on you.
Show us when we say that we think that you can, but we're not sure that you will. Show us and reveal how great you are to us this day. In the name of Jesus, glory to your name, God. We want your whole glory to be revealed. Moses said, Lord, I want to see your glory. He had a desire, the audacity to ask, oh, God, to see your glory, God. And I thank you, God, that as you, Lord, that as you put him in the cleft of the rock, oh, God, you showed him your glory. He only can see your hinder parts, Lord, but that was just so overwhelming, and that was so glorious, Lord. I asked God this morning, and I had the audacity to ask God, Lord, show us your glory, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, show us your glory, Lord. Show us, God, what we can see, God, what you will allow for us to see that won't blow our minds, God, and won't cause us to be, oh, God, incoherent, Lord, but show us, God, your glory, God. Show us the manifestation of your power, God. Remind us of, God, how you've done the things that you have done in our lives and how you have brought us from a mighty long way. Show us your glory, God, today. Your presence is what we long for. Your spirit is what we need, God, today. We need you, God, today, and we cannot make it without you. We want to see your glory. Hallelujah, manifested in our lives, in our homes, on our way to work, on our jobs, God, as we walk on the street, wherever we may find ourselves at, in school, let your glory be revealed. Help us to see the fine, small things. Help us to take time, God, to take time to tune into the small, simple things, oh, God, that you do every single day. Glory to your name, the mercy, God, the covering, oh, God, the air that we breathe, God, all the peace and joy and happiness, God, in the name of Jesus. That all comes when we are connected to you, God, and we say thank you, Lord, because you are mindful of us, God, that you want to dwell with us, that you want to have a relationship with us. Oh, God, that you desire to be with us, and that not only that, but that you're here to protect us, and that Jesus is interceding on our behalf, praying for us so that the devil might not sift us as weak and that we fall short of your glory. Oh, God, I want to say thank you because I'm here, because Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I'm standing on your throne, God. I'm standing at the throne of grace this morning, God, because you had a plan for my life, and I want to say thank you, God. Thank you for being so awesome, for being so kind, and for being so merciful. Shape us and mold us for the day, that your will be done, that you might get the glory out of us this day. Lord, I pray for this nation. You told us as a people that if we take time and pray, humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, then you would hear us, that you'll hear from heaven. You'll hear the cries of heaven. You'll hear the pleas of that great cloud of witnesses, God, that are looking down upon this land right now, God, and seeing the wickedness that's, Lord, that's in high places, that's seeing the chaos and the foolishness, God, that America has become, and God, and seeing the devastation that is raging across the land. But you said if my people, which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray and seek my face, God, and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal the land. God, hear the cries of your people, Lord, as we cry out mercy. God, have mercy upon this land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let not your wrath, God, overwhelm us and overtake us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophet after prophet, God, cried out for mercy. Mercy for God's people, Lord. And God, you heard their cries and you heard their pleas, Lord. David didn't even know, God, because the word, the law had not been read for several years in their captivity. But once he got his hand upon the law, Lord, he said, God, please have mercy upon us for turning our backs on you, Lord. Forgive us of all our sins, God, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, God. For we have sinned against you, God, and we have sinned against ourselves, Lord.
Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, as Daniel cried out, Lord, we cry out this morning, Lord, have mercy upon us, Lord, for we have failed you, Lord, today. God, we have turned our backs on you, God, and we have allowed apostasy to take control of America, God. Please forgive us for sinning against you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and wash us in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, God, and do not consume us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, so hear our cries for our nation, Lord, today, as we cry out for America, as we cry out for a president, God, as we cry out, God, for, God, the Congress, Lord, and the House of Representatives and the Senators, Lord, and we cry out, God, for the governors, Lord, we cry out for the county officers, Lord, we cry out, Lord, for the mayors, Lord, those that are leading the country, God, we cry out for those people right now, God, that you would save. We cry out for our own selves, Lord, the constituents, that we would stop, that we would lay down foolishness, that we would lay down, God, the spirit of dissension, that we would lay down, God, cheap talk. We yell a big game, God. We do a whole bunch of woofing, Lord, but we're not willing to take time to do an honest inventory within to see what we're doing and to see what we're not doing, God. Oh, God, for this day and time. For I said it at the beginning that all things work together, God. And so all things that have occurred in our lives, God, if we trust you, if we commit to you, if we remain faithful to you, God, you allow all these things to work together. And all of these things are working with other people, God. All of these things are working with people who don't look like us, those that don't smell like us. Oh, God, those that don't even believe like us, God. Oh, God, nation after nation, God, as long as they were subject to you, God, they work together, God, to perform and to do great work. Lord, Nebuchadnezzar, God, the Babylonians, Lord, they didn't believe your word, Lord, but they played a role in your promise, and they played a role in helping your people get themselves together. Our president today, America today, oh, God, is working together to help us to get our eyes and our hearts focused in on you. Who are we looking to, Lord, today? Who are our eyes focused on? Help us to look inside first, Lord, to see what we might do, oh, God, to make things better. And the first thing that we can do, God, is find ourselves laying before you, putting our trust in you, putting our hope in you, focusing in on you, God, seeking your word, seeking your anointing, seeking your power. The best we can do is find ourselves praying, because prayer still changes things. And so we pray this morning. I pray for President Trump right now, God. I pray for everybody that is on his team that he's assigning, whether they're qualified or unqualified, Lord. I pray, God, that you would touch their hearts and touch their minds, God, and help them to be successful, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because if they're successful, Lord, then we are, as a nation, we're successful as well. God, bind the devil on every hand. Cast the devil out of the minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over the White House, God. We plead the blood, oh, God, over the Congress, Lord. We plead the blood across this nation, God. Your blood still prevails, God. Your blood still works, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your blood still heals. Your blood still covers. Your blood still sets free. We plead the blood, God, today over our nation. Heal us, God. Have mercy upon us and forgive us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I pray for our leaders, God. I pray for Bishop Blake, General Board. I pray for the Church of God in Christ and the churches in the church everywhere. It's not just us, Lord, but there are many that are calling upon you, that are obeying your word. I think it was Elijah. He went and cried and was at the brook. Said, Lord, I'm the only prophet left. I'm the only one that's doing what's right in your eyes. And you had to let him know to stop being foolish, that you have many other prophets that have not turned away from you. And there are many people, God, that may not be of the same reformation, God, but there are many that have not turned their backs on you. They're still doing your will. They're still obeying your orders. They're still allowing you to take control and lead them
in their lives. So I pray for the church as a whole, that we would be about our Father's business in these last and evil days. Oh, God, so that lives might be saved, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, hell, oh, God, is increasing daily at a tremendous rate, Lord. And you said that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Let us be about your business, Lord, today. Help us to focus in on your will and your plans for our lives. In the name of Jesus, show us the way. We not only want your glory, God, but we need your direction. Show us the way, God, in the name of Jesus. Show us what we need to do. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So, God, you're everything that we need and more. We have every tool. We are equipped with everything that we need to be successful in this day. So I pray for our leaders. I pray for my brethren in this area, those that pastor in this area, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor God Ray Satterfield, Pastor God Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor William Cornick, and Pastor Lawrence Clyette. I pray for my brothers in this local area. Pastor Metcalf, Samuel Metcalf, Pastor Herschel Chenault, Pastor Brian Jones. Pray for my brother, God, Pastor Quentin Battle. Help us, God, to be the men of God that you call for us to be. Help us to be the heads that you have called us to be the leaders of the flocks, God, and leaders that show, that allow your light to shine in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to not only be leaders in our churches, but God, help us to be first leaders in our homes. God, help us to lead, oh God, and be a witness for our children and a guide for our family, God, a guide, oh God, of holiness, a guide of righteousness, God, in our homes. Oh God, you tell us we can't do anything if we can't lead in our own homes. Help us to be men of integrity. Help us to be men of distinction. Help us, Lord, to be men of holiness in all of our ways, in all of our actions, and of all of our thoughts. Pray for our ministries, Lord, that our houses may be filled. Send us in, oh God, additional laborers, God, that we may reap the harvest that you have for each and every single one of our ministries. Help us to lay down the foolishness of dissension. Help us to lay down the foolishness of I can do it on my own. But help us to gather, pray, gather, be about our Father's business. Gather to go reap the harvest that you have for each and every one of us, God. The harvest is plenteous, God. Help us to be about our Father's business. And help us to intercede on behalf of the members of our ministries, Lord. I don't know the names of every person in every single ministry, Lord. But I do know the names of those that you have blessed me to oversee. And so I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan this day. I pray for Diamond Star. I pray for Eric McCowan and Crystal McCowan and Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Missionary Myrna Howard. I pray, God, for Missionary Lysandra Miller. Lord, I pray for Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are visiting us. God, Sister Paulette King. Pray for our new convert, Lord, the main young man who gave his life to Christ on Sunday. Oh, God, Brother Herbert Lee and his family, Lord. I pray, God, that you will allow us to be the lights that you have called for us to be. In the name of Jesus, you gave us the focus of empowering believers and changing lives, that as we sow into the lives of those that are believers, Lord, then we can go and help change lives by giving people the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether that's through our food pantry, whether that's through our computer lab, whether that's through door-to-door evangelism ministry, God. If we empower believers, God, then we can change lives in this world. Equip us, Lord, to be about our purpose, to be about our mission, God, in the name of Jesus, to empower believers and to change lives, to preach the gospel, Lord, to equip believers to live a holy life and then to grow in love, God, through discipleship. God, help us to be about our Father's business this day. Thank you for what you have allowed us to do. Thank you for Brother Elliot, Lord. He's of another reformation, God, but he comes to pray with us on Fridays, God. I thank you, God, that people are willing to come in and pray. God, I thank you for those that partner with us, those that sow into our ministry. I'm forgetting names. I'm sorry, Lord. I pray for Deanne Graham, Lord, and Renix Graham. They may not be local, God, but they sow and invest into this ministry greatly, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that trust in us, those that follow us, those that are attached to this ministry, even though they're not locally here with us. I pray for Lisa Law. I pray for my brother Larry Brown. I pray for Kenyatta Schamberger. God, those names, those people, God, consistently keep us up in prayer. Brother Carl Christopher, God, they invest in us, oh, God, financially. They sold into this ministry, God, and I want to say thank you. God, I haven't had the numbers that I've looked for, Lord. We're in our, we've already celebrated 2 years, and we're working into our third year of ministry, Lord. And I thought at this point, Lord, I would have a greater number than I have right now. But, God, you show me each and every single day, God, that what you have given me is just for me and that you have greater in store for me, God, but I have to learn how to manage what you have given me, God. There's no reason to send in, oh, God, a great harvest, Lord, if we don't have the ability to handle the harvest, Lord. So as you continue to shape us as a mystery, as you continue to mold us, God, and as you continue to mature us, God, let love be the foundation, God, of this ministry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, with loving kindness do you draw, Lord, and we want the Spirit of God, the love of God, to wax strong in us, that as people come, God, as we see people and as we spread the good news of Jesus Christ, Lord, they'll see us, God, as a church that's filled with love. That we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, that we don't think that we're better than anyone else, but that we love and we show the love of God, the love of Christ, to each and every person that comes through that door. And as you bring them through the doors, God, we'll give them what you have told us to give them. We'll give them love and we'll give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because those are the things that change lives. We can have prophecies, we can have tongues, we can have all of those things. But if we don't have charity, your word says we don't have anything. Let your love wax strong in us. Strengthen us, Lord, for this day. Use us for your glory, God. Get the glory out of us. Get the glory out of our lives. Get the glory out of our actions today. We don't want to fail you, God. So lead us and guide us and direct us. I pray for strength. I pray for consistency. I pray that you would increase our faith and grow us in our faith. God, help us to be more loving, more kind, more tenderhearted, more gentle, more patient, God, more long-suffering, God, more faithful to you, God. Help us, Lord, to surrender to your Spirit and to allow him to have his way in our lives, to lead us, to refine us, to focus us, to be more like you. Bless us this day that you have made, a day that we've already thanked you for, and a day, God, that we've said yes to you, God, yes to your will, and yes to your way. We say yes even now. Before I go, God, I pray for strength for those that are still mourning the loss of Bishop Frank White. Encourage their hearts, Lord, today. Bless the family, Lord. Breathe light into them. Breathe strength into them. And remind them of who you are. I pray not only for the White family, but the family of Bishop C.D. Williams of Alaska. I continue to pray for the Long family, Lord, and the church family that's there. God, I pray for the Hunt family, God. You know those that are in bereavement. Lord, I pray for Sister Connie Coulter's mother, Lord, who is in a coma right now, God.
You are still that bomb in Gilead, Lord. So I pray right now, God, that you would touch her. Oh, God, you can turn any situation around, God. God, Jesus, he walked by the young lad's funeral, Lord, and just laid his hand on the casket, Lord, and the boy raised up from the dead, God. He called Lazarus to come forth, Lord, and he obeyed you. He was dead for 4 days, God, and you still spoke the words of life, and he had to obey, God. So that means that death still is under your subjection. So I pray that you turn her situation down, around, God. Sister Coulter, God, you know the issue with her body. You know the sickness that's raging in her body. I bind the hand of sickness right now. I plead the blood. Let your blood wash over and cover her right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you're performing miracles, signs, and wonders in our eyes all the time. You can do it again, God. I know that you can, and I know that you will. I pray for the culture family as well, God. And all of the requests that we have on our website, Lord, of the different petitions, Lord, oh, God, for you to have your way. We surrender to you now. We surrender to your will, God. Come no more and have your way in our lives today. Be glorified. Be magnified in us and through us on this day that you might get the glory out of our lives. We bless you now, and we thank you for this opportunity to come before you and pray. Work in us, God, and work through us. Use us for your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your will might be done, that you might get the glory out of our lives. Be glorified, be magnified, be adored, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name, God, and we give your name the glory and the honor and praise for this day. Thank you for this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.